Good morning. Here are your weekend stories from the Sacramento Bee for Saturday, June 11th and Sunday, June 12th. First, the weather. Saturday will be sunny and hot, with a high near 101 and light winds in the morning. Saturday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 68 and winds gust as high as 21 miles per hour. Sunday has a 20% chance of showers, otherwise it will be mostly sunny, with a high near 86 and wind as high as 22 miles per hour. Sunday night will be clear, with a low around 59. In local news, UC Davis's graduation ceremony was abruptly cut short Friday morning after extreme heat left 6 people hospitalized, and over half of the students present did not get to walk across the stage. At 10:56 a.m., UC Davis posted a message on Twitter that those who had already crossed the stage were encouraged to leave with their families due to extremely hot temperatures. Shortly thereafter, an announcement was made in the stadium telling all graduates to clear the field and announcing that the ceremony would be halting. According to a UC Davis spokeswoman, the campus received 35 calls for heat-related medical aid and 6 of those people were transported to local hospitals. Of the approximately 2,300 students attending the ceremony, about 1,440 were unable to walk. In a news release Friday afternoon, the university invited students who did not get a chance to walk to attend a separate ceremony Sunday with their families. More in local news. Sacramento temperatures are spiking this week, reaching a high of 105 degrees in a brief heat wave that has driven city residents towards local pools. But Sacramento pools are facing a shortage in lifeguards, according to Cosm Nest Community Services District spokeswoman Jenna Brinkman, who told the Bee that the 3 aquatic facilities the district oversees are currently operating with about 85% of their usual staff. Cosm Nest CSD hopes to assemble a team of about 175 aquatics employees each summer. Currently, they have an aquatic staff of 140 people. Although Brinkman said Cosm Nest CSD has been able to keep their pools running despite the staff shortage, she still urged locals looking for summer employment to apply for lifeguard positions. In crime news, the man accused in last September's rape, murder, and arson at a Land Park home made a brief court appearance in Sacramento on Friday, where a prosecutor formally announced plans to seek the death penalty. Troy Davis, 52, appeared in a courtroom cell inside the Sacramento County Main Jail, where he is being held without bail in the slaying of 61-year-old Kate Tibbetts and her 2 dogs. Deputy District Attorney Matt Chisholm announced that the Sacramento DA's office has decided to seek the death penalty in the case. Even with the decision to seek the death penalty, Davis may never face that prospect if convicted. Governor Gavin Newsom declared a moratorium on capital punishment and ordered the dismantling of the death chamber in 2019, a decision that would have to be reversed by a future administration if California is to resume executing inmates. In California news, the clock is ticking for Tim Arrowsmith and his goats. Arrowsmith owns Blue Tent Farms in Red Bluff, home to more than 2,000 head of goats, goats whose brush grazing helps reduce wildfire risk across the state, including in Elk Grove and West Sacramento. He said in an interview with the Bee that he could be forced to sell his herd if the state doesn't change its interpretation of a labor law requiring him to pay overtime to his 7 goat herders. They typically work 8 hours a day but also live on the job and are on call 24/7. Until recently, the California Employment Development Division held that goat herders, like sheep herders, could be paid an alternative minimum wage, $2,488.97 a month, in lieu of the standard minimum of $14 an hour for employers like Arrowsmith. However, Arrowsmith said that on March 1st he learned that the California Labor Commissioner's office determined that the alternative minimum wage only applies to sheep herders, not to those who herd other livestock, including goats. That wraps up your Sacramento Bee Weekend Report. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend.